Anxiety's biggest lie is not what might happen. It's we won't be able to handle what happens. Because anxiety comes in when we're like, oh, here's all the stuff that can happen. And we make this whole list of things that can happen and we spiral, and we feel like we can't handle it. And that's the part right there. We feel like we can't handle it. And I really think it goes one level deeper than that. It's not even, oh, we won't be able to handle it. We think we're going to get abandoned if we don't handle it right. If we don't kill it at handling this, we're screwed forever. We're going to be alone. We're going to be abandoned. What is it? Left in the dust. You know, people are going to judge us. But when I fail and I still love me, so does everyone else. Like, we just want to have a good time. We just want to be loved, dude. We want to rock and roll. We want to rock and roll through life. And it's so possible to do that. I heard this beautiful line by Gabor Mate. Safety is not the absence of threat. It's the presence of connection. So many things that we do are just because we're terrified we're about to be disconnected from each other, from ourselves. And everything I do here on this channel and in my work and on Instagram and TikTok and in my coaching stuff, all of that, it's like my entire mission is connection. I feel like the word isn't powerful enough because it's so powerful. All I want, if I could wave a magic wand and give you one thing, it would be profound connection and acceptance of yourself and others. Because when you accept yourself, right? Like when I start to believe that I am good enough, like good enough isn't even a concept. I just love being alive. I'm grateful to be alive. I'm grateful to be in a relationship. I'm grateful to be in this body. I am proud of myself for just being. Like when I'm there, I don't keep score. Because if I'm keeping score, what I'm really saying is I'm trying to prove to you that I'm good enough. I'm trying to build a list of all the ways that I'm awesome so I can hold it up and be like, look, I'm better than you. And I'm better than you is really based on the belief that if I'm not better than you, I don't deserve love. It's saying I'm afraid that if I'm not the best around, I don't deserve love. And that's just not true. So when I start to do that, because I was starting to do that, right? Like I'm starting this new business that I love doing. I love all of this coaching and I'm scaling it and doing all of this stuff. And I started to get real weird with my husband and real weird with myself. And I was like, oh my God, what's happening? And I realized, oh, I'm terrified that if I don't succeed, I'm letting everyone down. And if I let everyone down, they'll leave me and I'll deserve it. And recognizing that today made me go, oh, I don't need to prove I'm good enough. I just need extra love and connection right now. I need to look away from my phone and look into my husband's eyes. I need to look into my soul and see that it's good. I need to cuddle my dog. I need to walk outside and be like, hot diggity dang, I'm alive and it's beautiful. And I started to do that and I was like, oh, no big deal, dude. No big deal. The pressure is not that high. Even when the pressure is high, we literally are. We have a thing with our house where there's a possibility it will fall down. I think it's a slim possibility. But our contractor made this joke. He was like, yeah, and if it doesn't work, then the house will fall apart and you'll get an insurance claim and I'll do. And it was like this joke, right? And I was like, oh yeah, even our worst fears, we can get through. I'm doing this because I was feeling real spirally earlier this week. And I was like, I just want to listen to a podcast or watch a video that is somebody reminding me that it's good. Like, life is good. And I know that rationally, but for some reason I can't feel it, you know? And I realized it's because I hadn't heard anyone say that. Like, I just was in my own little bubble, stressing out, putting way too much pressure on myself, which wasn't helpful. Even though I clearly, some part of me thought it was. I was like, girl, just breathe. Let's see what's good in the world. Let's hear what's good in the world. What if life is not actually that hard? But we want to think it's hard because we learned that the way to connect with people is by complaining about how hard things are. So even when things aren't hard, we convince ourselves they are so that we're not alone in them. What if a lot of the things that we think are super hard are actually not that bad? What? I don't know. I can think of some things that felt really, really hard, even though I wish they were easy. But I think there are also a lot of things that I made way harder than they needed to be because I didn't want to be alone in them. And I thought I needed to feel completely crushed in order to ask for help, in order to ask for somebody to be by my side. I had to be in absolute misery. And really, we're built for people to be by our sides and for us to be by their sides, you know? Oh, gosh. Okay. That's it. I have no idea if anyone will listen to this or watch this video because it doesn't have a clear like how-to aspect of it. But my one goal with this was just to remind you that life's not awful. That actually it's kind of beautiful and kind of fascinating and full of wonder. Oh, that line, come with me and you'll be in a world of your imagination. What's that next line? Oh, okay, here we go. Here's the line I want to remember. I'm going to do a different key though because I can't sing the high. If you want to view paradise, simply look around and view it. I don't know the rest of that song, but I love that line. Wanna change the world? There's nothing to it. Oh, that song's even better than I remembered. I hope that you have found the little things that make today a great day. Maybe not the whole day. The whole day doesn't have to be great. But I hope you can see the little things in it that are, you know? All right. I hope you love your day. I hope you love you. Good morning.